To those of you who don't know me personally, just to let you know, before I became an advanced teacher of actualism, I was part of the healing department, and I'm also an acupuncturist. So when I lead these sessions, they tend to have a healing focus, and with a little traditional Chinese medicine thrown in, and that will be the case today too. Just to let you know, if you are new to this, that on our website there are several of the sessions that have been done in the past by myself and Bruce, Bernice, and Stan, and so they're there for you to explore. As you know, today's session is Love's Healing Power. And we are going to be working with the power of love that comes from our own lighted beingness in bringing about change, the changes that we want and need to make to improve our health and well-being. And I think all healing modalities and schools of thought agree that what we call lifestyle is tremendously important in creating and maintaining our good health and well-being. And this not only includes what we eat, what we breathe, getting enough sleep and exercise, but it also includes keeping a watch on our stress levels that can keep our cortisol and other stress hormones too high for good health. And conversely, cultivating the habits of meditation, inner work, and just enjoyment of life that promote good body chemistry. In traditional Chinese medicine, it's believed that we are all born with a certain amount of qi that we start life with, and this a lot of this qi involves the kidney energy system, which is not only the kidneys themselves, but really a whole energy system that is the deepest part of the energy of our bodies, and we use this up as we go through life, which is why as we do grow older, lifestyle becomes more and more important, because we don't have those stores of kidney chi that can come in and just fill in to the level that they used to when we were quite a bit younger. So we're going to be working with that today, working to use the love, the power of love that we as beings of light have for our beloved physical personality creations. Because as beings of light, we do want our creations to be in tip-top shape, you know, want us to be able to experience all the good things of life and to enjoy our lives. And as physical personality selves, human beings tend to be creatures of habit, and meaning habit not only in our day-to-day schedules, but also habits in our thoughts. And it can be easy for us to run thought cycles through our minds that keep those stress hormones flowing, thoughts of anxiety or fear, or thoughts of frustrations and resentments, or perhaps some judgmentalism and even intolerance, particularly of ourselves as well as others. So the love from within helps us reorganize those habits, helps us move into being in more harmony and union with our higher selves, to help us as personalities make choices that increase our well-being in every aspect of our lives. So today, in order to do this, we will be working with the star downpour from your upper room, with the crystal white light of purification and illumination, to help us release whatever resistances and blockages to well-being are currently active. And at the end, towards the end of this session, we will also do a short workshop of giving ourselves some handwork. So if it's convenient at that time to use a speakerphone, that would be great, but it's not essential. So as beings of light, we've been preparing for this session for a little while, so we are ready. And we can bring in the healing power of love into any part of you that needs the touch of the love from the beingness within. That love that can help you create new, helpful, life-enhancing habits. Some of your needs may be physical, like perhaps a sore knee or some digestive upset. And some may be more emotional, coping with the challenges of your lives. But whatever it is, we can just turn it over to the being of light within, as it is our lighted beingness that does the work. And as the white light is the synthesis of the entire spectrum of inner light, every form of love, every energy that you need is here for you today. So let's get started and sit with your feet on the ground, with your hands on your upper legs or in your lap, whatever feels comfortable. And take a deep breath and release your breath. And then focus in your brain and think of harmonizing your brain with your upper room. That place that is 6 inches above the top of your head, that place that is always, always lighted, a place where it's, for most of us anyway, the easiest place to really experience that pure light that we are within. And as you just think the thought of harmonizing your brain with that radiant awareness, it starts that flow of radiant awareness from your upper room into your brain, beginning that process of gathering and enlightening your knowing awareness. And we know all we need to do is think that thought, and we can think, let, observe, and experience as the being of light that you are does all the work. So you get to just ground this with thinking of it, and then let the thought go, observe and experience. And experience as you gather and enlighten your knowing awareness how this helps you release where you've been and where you're going to. And to just be here now, sitting here in the light that you are. And experience the lifting. And then just think the thought of expanding this flow of radiant awareness throughout all of the neurons and neural pathways of your brain. And then down your spine and throughout your body, out to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes, gathering and enlightening your sensory awareness. And then expand that flow again into your heart. And from your heart, it flows throughout your blood and circulatory system. And let it expand again into your liver. And from your liver, throughout your glandular system. Gathering and enlightening your emotional awareness. And experience as the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are gathers, lifts, and enlightens your knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness throughout your creation. And with this enlightened awareness, just open to experience that flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light, you are always sending to you, the beloved creation. The being of light that you are is within, throughout, and all about. And just magnify that two-way flow of love and gratitude, creator to creation and back again. And the more we do this gathering and enlightening process, the easier it is for our creations to have that experience, that knowing, sensing, and emotional experience of the light that we are within. And know that we are unified as beings of light together. And there are many beings of light that come in to join with us in this session. And now move with the flow of your enlightened awareness right up into your upper room, that lighted place 6 inches above the top of your head, that place that you don't need to wonder where it is, that there's a place, there's a part of you that knows just how to go to that place. So just think, let, observe, and experience as you move with enlightened awareness right into your upper room. And think of lighting your star, your 3-inch star, that was just a point of light when you first came here. And just think the thought of directing your star to open and downpour in a radiant shower of light. And think of opening the top of your head, the palms of your hands, the arches of your feet, and just let that shower of radiant light that comes from the being of light that you are. And just let it wash through, washing away any stress, letting you relax into the light and experience it just flowing through your head, into your brain and all of the sensory systems, your eyes, ears, nose, mouth. Touching into all the important organ systems of your body, to your lungs, heart, liver, and all of the nerves of your body. And just flowing through all organs, into all the bones, muscles, tendons, ligaments. And as your feet are open, this shower of light just pours on through you and right down into planet Earth, bringing the light into this planet that needs our light very much. And in addition to the pure light, we have that consuming fire aspect. It's very good for lifting up the vibratory rate of any dark and heavy energy places, some places that need some special intensive healing work. And all we have to do is think of it, which invokes that consuming fire aspect. And let this inner light fire work throughout your creation, wherever you feel inner directed. But we're going to focus it in a few organs and energy systems together. And we'll start with your brain. So just think of letting those consuming fires blaze up here. Blaze up in your forebrain, and the old brain and the back of your brain, in the left and right hemispheres. And especially in that midbrain area that has so many of the important glands of your body, the memory centers. And just think of all these energy systems softening and just letting that inner light fire come in and lift them up. They just need a little extra energy. This is the time to bring that extra energy in. As we blaze up those fires, it brings in a very high frequency energy essence that can be used to create new thoughts, thoughts that promote well-being. In case you've been having any thought loops that you know, self-criticism, things that don't promote your good health and well-being. Let these go into the fires. And let that essence build new thoughts that are true for who you are now. Thoughts of appreciation and gratitude for all that you do to make the world a better place. And let the energy of purification here go from your brain into your eyes, consuming any blockages to energy flow here so that your life energy can flow right into your eyes, giving them a lift. And from your brain into your ears. And you'll find as you bring the light into these systems that it helps to not only have good outer sight, but it helps to develop your inner sight, the inner sight to see truth. And in your auditory system, the ability to get that inner direction from your higher self. And let that energy pour into your nose and sinuses, your mouth, teeth and tongue, and into the skin of your face, giving yourself that inner facial of love and light. Letting that healing essence flow throughout all the parts of your face and head. And as these continue to assimilate that radiant essence, let's focus the consuming fires in your lungs, respiratory system blazing up here. So that this system can be very efficient at oxygenating your whole body. And let's focus the fires in your heart. Sometimes we take things to heart, painful things, wounds, become heavy-hearted. But if we focus our inner light fire here, it lifts the vibratory rate and it changes that heavy energy into light energy so we can heal our heart. And let's add in the liver. The heart and liver are the basis for our emotional systems. Our livers may tend to harbor some judgmentalism, stresses of various kinds. Our livers have such a lot of jobs to do, making hormones and other chemicals, storing them, releasing. And in Chinese medicine, the liver energy system is responsible for the movement of energy throughout our bodies. So whenever we have pain, that's a stagnation of energy, there's always some aspect of our liver qi, our liver energy that's involved. And just let any frustrations, any angers here go into those consuming fires. So that heart and liver can work together to create a base of emotional stability. And then focus the light fire in your solar plexus, the heart of your nervous system. Just letting those consuming fires move throughout every nerve in your body. And we find when our nerves are frayed and frazzled and overloaded, that It's very hard for them to experience and report in on high-frequency things that may be happening in our lives, actually. They tend to want to report the low-frequency things and how bad things are. So when we can work with our nerves, with that inner light fire, lift those loads, lift those stressors, and bring in the healing power of the light, our nerves are able then to report the good things, able to notice the beauty of the world, how good food tastes, the wonderful sound of music, the pleasures of life. Because it's as we not only experience the pleasures, but actually experience them fully so that our whole body-mind creation knows about them, then we can really keep our good hormones flowing and other chemicals or neurotransmitters and all those things that let us experience life as a good thing. Okay, now just let that inner light fire blaze up any other places you want to focus in for a moment. And experience the lifting. Lifting throughout your body, mind, creation here. As that essence builds. So you can experience the light that you are more fully. And now think of that downpour just pouring through for a moment in a great cleansing shower that just pours through you and pours right into the earth. And now think of keeping the downpour going, but think of closing your feet and let that beautiful, radiant light backfill. Backfill throughout your legs, up through the torso of your body, and so that it pours out your hands, flows down your arms and out your hands. And now think of moving your hands in front of you back and forth, bringing them very close together, then moving them out to about a foot apart, back together again, apart again. And if it's convenient for you to have a speakerphone or other hands free, this would be good, although not essential. We will just work with it. But see if you can experience that energy building up in your hands so that you can experience the power of the energy that is pouring through you. And now we're going to work with this light that is pouring through your hands to do a little hand work on yourself and experience how you can work on yourself with the healing power of love for whatever healing needs you have. So for the first one, I want you to choose a place that's easy to reach, perhaps a knee if you have some knee pain, and just move your hands into that place, on top of that place. And now focus both the power of the light within your body and that downpour that's still downpouring and backfilling, and also the light that's coming out your hands of light, and focus that energy in whatever place you have chosen. And just think of blazing up the fires here. And especially if there is some inflammation, or other wound, actual physical wound here that needs that intense power of the consuming fires. And really focus this energy in. Just let it flow in as well as flowing through this place. And think of magnifying the presence of the being of light within. Because after all, we know it is the being of light that is doing the work. And think of this power here, this healing power of love, filling all of the tissues involved, whether it's bones, muscles, tendons, ligaments, nerves, skin, whether it's an organ you have chosen. Just really let the light saturate the tissues here, whatever they are. And just do the think, let, observe, and experience. And see what response you feel from this body part. How does it feel to do this? You may have, usually we're strongest in one aspect of awareness, knowing, sensory, or emotional awareness. So it may be through just one aspect that you get a sense of its reaction to this healing touch, this touch of love that you are bringing into your body. And I think sometimes when something hurts, instead of just sitting and bringing in love, we maybe have a tendency to, get upset with this body part that isn't behaving the way we want it to. So this is a chance to list any of those feelings that have been aimed to it and just let love fill it. Experience the warmth and experience the lifting going on here. And the intense healing. And we'll hold it here for another minute. Just letting that light go deep. And you may find that there are other parts nearby that want to be included. So just think of expanding that light into those associated parts. And if you have chosen a part like a knee that has another part on the other side, switch over to do a little handwork on the other side too, to really feel that side also, even if it's not painful. But usually associated parts do like to be included. So let, again, that light fill every part, all the tissues, all the nerves, all the bones, all the muscles, all the ligaments and tendons, all the parts of the organ, whatever it is. And experience the lifting as you do this. And the gratitude. And now as this part of you just can continue assimilating, we're now going to work on a part of you that you may have heard about if you get acupuncture. I spoke in the beginning about how the kidney energy is the basic building block of all of our body's energy. And there is a place that includes the kidneys but is actually larger than the kidneys. It's sometimes called the kidney essence pot, and we reach it through our back with this hand work, although it actually goes well into our body. And so I wish I could show you this, but I'm going to try to describe it well. That bring your hands up again in front of your body and do that, bringing them close and spreading them out a little bit to really get that power going. Good. And now rub your hands together to create even more warmth. And now you're going to bring your hands right to the middle of your mid-low back area. Try not to hit them on your chair. You may need to bend forward just a little bit. And just let that warmth and that energy of love go deep into this area. That kidney essence pot is filled with qi, filled with yin and yang and essence. It supports your brain. It supports your bone marrow. And it is the deepest energy of your body. It supports the deepest levels of vitality in your body. And when it's cooled off a little bit, do it again. Bring your hands up in front. And again, rub them together to create the warmth. And just think of that power of light flowing through your hands. And again, bring them to the back. It's sort of like the lower part of your thoracic spine, but it's quite a large area, so you really can't miss it. And just let that power of love, that healing power within, flow into this area to support all of your creation, to support its deepest levels of energy. And then we'll do this one more time, again, bringing them in front, rubbing them together, creating some good heat, and just directing that flow out your hands. And then bringing them to your back and just letting that flow of love and light pour into your kidney essence place. Strengthening, nurturing, nourishing every part of you through this. Okay. And now release again, and we're just going to do one more thing. And before we do that, I want you just to, again, focus in your upper room and just think of that downpour pouring through for a moment. Think of your feet being open now. And just let that downpour wash away any last remaining stress. Letting those purifying fires and essence pour through you. And experience how much lighted and clearer you feel now than you did the first time we did this today. Experience that gratitude of your creation for this flow of love and light. And now for the last thing we're going to do is just bring this essence into your heart. So think of stopping the downpour. But just think of your heart, since we're working here with the healing power of love. And if you'd like, you can just bring your hands up to your heart just to amplify that assimilation of essence. And just think of magnifying the presence of the being of light that you are. The being of light that is within, throughout, and all about your creation. The being of light that totally understands you, accepts you with unconditional love, that is proud of you, that knows your challenges and all that you do in this lifetime on this planet Earth, to Earth the light. And experience that love and gratitude that the being of light that you are feels for you, the beloved creation. And just let that love pour into your heart. Just drink it in. And as your blood is pumped through your heart, it fills with this love, this joy, the joy of the light. And it takes it throughout your body, bringing it into every organ, every energy system as the blood moves through. And back to the heart again, to fill up again with that radiant love, radiant essence, radiant light. The light that you are. And so here we can take a few minutes to just drink this in and know that we are the light. And open to that experience of the light that you are. And so be it, for so it is.